all the different agencies that are involved, emergency services, local authority, health agencies, and all have a very sort of key role to play. Obviously, they need to be coordinated, pulled together so everybody's pulling in the same direction, prioritising resources, making sure efforts are focused on people affected, and particularly those who are most vulnerable. And that's what emergency planning is all about. It's that work that goes on behind the scenes to make sure everybody's pulling together in the same direction, has joint plans and joint arrangements in place.
Now, when we talk about disasters, I think the worry of the authorities is always that public panic, the chaos that can ensue. So presumably the most important thing with emergency planning is how you'll communicate with members of the public.
That's right. Communication, warning, forming is quite key. Really, it's a case of giving the people information about the incident, what they can do, so they can help themselves.
What scenarios are we talking about where you say that members of the public can begin to immediately help themselves while the authorities do what they need to do?
We're talking about fire, floods, explosions such as the Bunsfield Oil Depot explosion a few years back now, but as well as those, you know, those big scale emergencies, it applies to things like flu pandemics, right down to very localised simple incidents which people could just experience in their own house. The beauty of the simple steps you can take is that they apply equally to your own family emergency, your own household, as they do to a much bigger scale.
Many years ago, authorities have often been criticised for not informing the public, and things aren't managed particularly well, and things spiral from there, and bad things can happen. But these days, modern technology, there's all sorts of ways that at the moment you are communicating with members of the public. So presumably it's that technology that's really going to help make the difference.
Technology does help. When I first started years and years ago, there wasn't an awful lot about so websites, Twitter, all the social media are used to raise awareness. Emergencies can happen, but also to sort of raise awareness that the organisations are working together. And these are the sorts of things you can do to help yourselves and make yourselves more prepared. So it's much more improved than it has been in the past.
And we see today the Ready for Anything campaign. You'll be talking to officials about where you are on this at the moment. What will you be saying?
Yes, Ready for Anything campaign. This is the project we're doing at the moment around raising community resilience, or improving community resilience and sort of raising awareness amongst the public. Community resilience has been something which has been pushed by government for a sort of couple of years now. We've taken a very different, very innovative approach in Hertfordshire to elsewhere in the country. We're very much trying to tap into people's everyday sort of experiences, activities to try and raise that message. And so a lot of it's around and building on other initiatives that are out there, the various organisations are running with. Friday's event is predominantly for sort of warning and informing professionals. It's a case whereby we get together and sort of share what we're doing in different areas, and through hearing other people's experiences and approaches and what they're doing, it enables us to improve what we do. But we're quite encouraged with what we're doing here in Hertfordshire. It's quite different to what's been done elsewhere, so it's a real good opportunity for us to promote the work that's been done in this county.
I suppose Hertfordshire is very well experienced with dealing with disaster. You've had examples in the past, not very long ago, of a multi-agency approach to things like rail disasters and getting the messages out to public to stay away from certain areas. And there's been issues with flooding, I think, in some places. So you've had that practice. So presumably it's absolutely key on days like today where you'll be talking amongst yourselves, sharing those experiences. You get real lessons are learnt there.
That's right. It's the contacts. It's the network, the contacts, learning from each other's experiences. There's a saying about plans sort of not surviving contact with the enemy. Things are great written down in theory, but it's only when you put things into practice, you learn where things can be done slightly differently next time. You can improve. That's what Friday's event's all about.